Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Kylie Conversations. And I want to start off with this, give you something to think about. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Kind of think about that as you're going through your day to day. Welcome to Kylie Conversations, formerly My Myopathy. If you're new to this program, welcome. Welcome from wherever you listen to, whether it's Pennsylvania, Michigan, California, whatever. Welcome, welcome. What a week I've had. It's been busy. I want to kind of do some updates on my life and things and what's going on. Ran a little bit about football. I think everyone in life has to have a vice. Something that they do. And I'm a cook for a living, and my vice is outside of cooking. I love history. I'm a big history buff. I love to play the drums, and I love football. And I'm going to quickly do a little rant on football because I just feel the need to. And granted, they're in first place, Arsenal is, you know. But it's been since 2005 FA Cup that Austin Ving has really done anything at Arsenal. I mean, yeah, we got 3 points this weekend, you know, with a 1-0 victory. But, if I was an Arsenal fan, I would want to be bankrupt knowing that you have great players and that you're winning. And, 2005 FA Cup was the last title we had. I mean, that team deserves better than that, in my opinion. That's just my opinion, you know. I mean, I know David Moyes getting a lot of scrutiny now with Manchester United, but he's new. Give him a chance. You're not gonna. I could be wrong, but I don't think you're gonna have an Alex Ferguson that's gonna be in the league for 20 years for a team with 25 plus years. I don't think you're gonna have that. David Moyes is his own person. I mean, he may not be as aggressive as Alex Ferguson. He may, I'll settle for a point, see where we go, get my feet wet, figure out what's going on, you know. And that's just one of those things that it's going to come to him. I mean, if in 2 years we're still in seventh or sixth place, then you may say, okay, we need to reevaluate Jason Moisey, you know, but that's kind of... I think he's doing a decent job for what he has, you know, for what he's doing. For, you know, he's got to find his own style, he has to get his own feet wet, per se. And I like Manchester because I don't think they have like a Ronaldo or something that's like, I'm the team. You know, we'll take Cristiano Ronaldo and put him on the field with no one else. Okay, well, he makes the team. I mean, the Spanish national teams aren't that great. They got, you know, like this last World Cup with France, you know. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, some teams have that one guy or those two guys that are egos and think they're the team, they're the great, and it's like, no, you gotta be a team. I don't know if any of you from the States are watching. I always joke with, I'm going to church during the week, it's because I'm going to watch basketball. And in the movie Hoosiers, he goes, you know, it's like, you know, we need to work one single unit, all five guys and the player. The function is one single unit, one no person important than the other. And that's how you have to be. That's my little football rant, you know. Because I like football. And something, you know, that keeps me into it and in the going. And for anybody that's a friend on Facebook, you may know this, but I just got 50. I'm a New England Culinary Institute graduate. I graduated in 99. You may know on the Food Network, Alton Brown. He is a distinguished alum as well. And I did a cookbook called Bone Legumes. It has vegan and vegetarian recipes. it has, I didn't know if I'd do a second one. And my sister in Michigan, if you're listening, Lisa, love you. Tanir, I love you. Don, love you too. But if they're listening, God bless them. And I didn't know if I'd do a second or third book, and I wanted to have this book to have recipes that that I make all the time that are mine. That's why it has 58 pages and it's 21 recipes on me. I did all the photography, everything in it in that book, except for the editing, I did. And Heather Holly did that. And I kind of talked a little bit about my book last time, but I finally got 50 copies to come. It's not cheap when you're having to do everything yourself and publish it yourself, and it makes you appreciate a big book. It's $10 at the store when my book cost me $27 my cost, and with discounts and stuff, I'm able to sell it for $22. And it's just, there are two recipes in there that I want to explain, because I did a creme fraiche recipe and I did a tomato mozzarella tower. Very simplistic in those dishes, but when you look at those dishes, you know, what's one of the biggest combinations out there? Honey mustard. You might say, well, what's in honey mustard? Honey and mustard, you know, it's you get that sweet, spicy, and salty. And, you know, it's just, I wanted to put something in there to showcase it, because I've kind of had a hard couple weeks, because one of my big mentors that I got to meet three times passed away. I got a note from New England Culinary Institute that, and it said that we have unconfirmed reports that Charlie Trotter died, and I'm like, I got a kick in the gut, because my boss got me Charlie Trotter, you know, the kitchen sessions, the more kitchen sessions book. Because all my specials, a lot of them were based around his dishes and coming up with emulsions and oils and all kinds of stuff. And I love his philosophy. But you also understand that even though you got like 25 different things going on the dish with this oil and this gastrique and, you know, and this emulsion, that sometimes the greatest thing is simplicity. And having sliced fresh heirloom tomatoes and room temperature fresh mozzarella, you know, fanned around the plate with some good, whether it's red, Himalayan sea salt or gray Hawaiian sea salt or whatever, and some pepper and some olive oil or white truffle oil. It's so good, but it's so simple at the same time. And I wanted people to know that not every dish you're going to make is going to be super ultra complex. You don't have to have 75 different sauces and garnishes on it to make it exciting. Excuse me. So I do like to talk a lot about food because that's a big passion of mine. But, you know, this, I don't know where y'all are, but we've had some snow here, and I have been so fatigued. I mean, there's days I want to sleep all day long. I just don't want to get out of bed. And like, if you don't know, like the first two shows of this I did, I didn't know if I was going to continue this or not, but the first two shows I did of this were basically because I had people wondering, what's going on with you? You say all this stuff on Facebook. Talk to me. What's up? And I finally just said, I'm just going to do show myopathy or my myopathy and just kind of and explain what I did, what happened, what I have, how do I have. So, you know, there are archives, so you can listen to those and find out, you know, basically the whole gamut of things. And, you know, I can do anything anyone else can do. It just stays that I know that, like my muscular dystrophy doctor says, he goes, you can do this, just know that you might not want to get out of bed the next day. And I just try to keep going. I mean, I'm a huge fan of the guy that was portrayed in the movie, Patch Adams. And he sat there, and I saw this speech he did, like an hour-and-a-half speech. I listened to it, and he goes, I have to work. I work at a hospital, and all that money goes to help fund the Gesundheit Institute. And he goes, and he said something similar to this, and it's probably, what I'm going to say is probably going to be a pretty close to quote from the movie, but he goes, you know, you treat the disease, you win. No, you don't. Well, yeah, you can win, but you're eventually going to die. You treat the patient, you win no matter what the outcome. You know, we treat death in a weird light. Why can't we treat death with decency and dignity and, you know, I'm sorry, but humor. You know, if you treat the patient, you're going to win no matter what the outcome. I mean, I was fortunate enough to know a man by the name of Colonel Wade Schaefer, and he fundamentally changed my life. Because he goes, why do you have all these drums? If you play the drums like they do, then get the ones you're going to play. If you're not going to play them, why have them? And because I always used to, I really think twice about stuff I get now. Because, you know, he goes, you can always take a memory. You know, when I go, you'll always have me in your heart. But you know, you can't take a drum with you, basically. You can't take physical things with you, but you can take memories with you. And, you know, his funeral was really, really hard. Because, you know, you take 100 people that have a superhero, 10 people may get to meet their superhero, and one actually got to consider that superhero a good friend. And, you know, and it's so true. You can take all these memories with you. Like, I went to go see the Eagles with Tammy. I didn't buy an $80 sweatshirt or $40 shirt. I took the memories with me, and that's what will stick with me, is the memories I had at that show and the blast I had. So, but everyone has, my point is, everyone has the ability to affect someone's life. I want, if my listeners out there, I want you to do me a favor, a big favor. I want you to, wherever you live, wherever you're from, find the Coast Guard Recruiting Center, the Army Recruiting Center, the Marine Recruiting Center. Go in there and thank those guys for what they do. They come in there, hi, sir, welcome to the Marine Recruit Depot. What can I help you with today, sir? Say, sorry, sir, you've already helped me enough. I just want to come in to thank you so much. And when you're there, ask, see if you can, is anyone from your area deployed where there's a mom and kids at home without a dad? See if you can get a number. Go over, have coffee with the wife one night. Make food for the family. Help them out. See if there's any vets that have come back recently. Let them know that they're thought of. Talk to them. You never know. Some of those vets, when they come home, they feel so alienated. They need a friend. They need someone. And you might be that person that ultimately changes their life, and then they change your life. You know? Well, I have a couple Salute Your Troop shirts from NASCAR, and I went to one of the races, and I got them signed. And this guy's like, oh, you want to have her sign them? And she's like the highest ranking person here. And I'm like, you know, that's cool. So it was, you know, and they were, one guy was taken back, and I'm like, I said, you know, you're the real hero. You and that guy over there that does the Border Patrol, you guys are the real heroes, my books. So, you know, it's just, I guess I keep this going because I just think that life's too short to waste. And, you know, and I just think I have so much to give on this earth while I'm here, you know. I mean, spit on me. I don't want crap on me. But I'm going to do what I'm going to do. I'm still, you know, I mean, if I had a dollar for every person I gave a dollar to and never got a dime back, you know, I'd probably have $100. But that don't matter, you know. I'm going to be who I'm going to be and do what I do. And so I just kind of couldn't believe this thing was, I was going to keep it going. And I just wanted to do basically blog talk 20, blog talk 30, you know, as, you know, like, myopathy number 1, 2, 3, and just, so I had a girl at work always called me, I always joke, because I'm like the man with the million nicknames. I've been called from Chicken, Bones, Special K, Spoon Man, you know, and this girl always called me Kylie, because I do a cake business, and I call it Kylie's Cakes, and I just said, you know, since I usually just have a half an hour rant, talk about stuff, it's called Tidy Conversations. And if anyone would like to call in, the number is 718-305-6950. And actually, there's a chat room open, so if you want to get on there, you can get in there and write and say hello and all that stuff, so... And say hi, or if you have any questions. And also, I want to put a shout out, if anyone out there knows somebody that has a migraine or has muscle issues or deals with anything and would like to be on the show and like to talk about what they want to talk about and, you know, what they deal with, how they go through life and how they deal with it, I'd love to have them on the show. I'd love to, you know, because, and you don't have to, you can talk about whatever you want to. I mean, on this show, I've been very, very, I know what I'm comfortable talking about, what I want to talk about, and what I feel I can tell you and I can't tell you. I mean, if you've ever seen, if you ever heard the song, I Need a Miracle by Thursday, I've been there. You know, when you have what I call a ghost disease, like my dad didn't understand, like, well, look at me. You wouldn't notice anything's wrong, but I do have an issue. And when you have an issue that no one can really see, and, oh, you're just bleeping lazy, and you need to get off your bleeping butt, you need to move your bleeping and bleep, the bleep, 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 and I'm like, okay, you know, there's the tree that I fell off of. You get up at 6 in the morning and work till midnight 7 days a week, you don't think my mind wants to do that? It does, but my body says, well, you know, so, you know, I've been there. I've been at the end of my ropes, you know, and... Like I said on two shows ago, you know, there's a reason why God puts people in your life. And there's a reason why Donald Tenier and Lisa Tenier came into my life. There's a reason why I call her the only non-biological person on this planet I call my sister. That I would take a bullet for them. They mean the world to me. And they know this, and I say it over and over, but, you know, I mean, I'm okay talking with very personal stuff. Even, I mean, if someone wants to be on the show and has an issue or knows somebody, even if I don't know them, you know, have them hit me up on Facebook and say, hey, you know, my buddy was listening to your show and, you know, I deal with muscle spasms or whatever, I have MS, and I'd love to, you know, I guess I kind of did this to spread awareness, you know, I just want to be normal like everyone else because I'm a huge medical cannabis supporter and all these people all of the time, like, all you want to do is get high. All you want to do is smoke weed. I'm like, well, I guess maybe I do because, you know, look at how successful Apple computers were. Macs are huge. And guess who smoked weed and got high? Steve Jobs. You know? And it's funny because, like, it is a Schedule One drug because I got this thing. And my buddy joked, he goes, not many people sit around there smoking a joint when they're done going, okay, now let's do meth, you know? When you think about it, it's a Schedule One drug. They claim it has no medical value. But then, lo and behold, you're gonna go from a Schedule One drug to a less harmful Schedule Two cocaine or heroin? Wow. I'm sorry, but that's not gateway. You would be, in my opinion, going from that to something stronger. But as a lot of people know, I'm a huge hemp and cannabis supporter, and I've heard that they're actually doing studies now with cannabis on the brain, because there's a guy in Connecticut, I think it is, out in the Northeast, where he makes an oil out of the THC, extracts the oil, and he injects that straight into people's tumors, and they dang near evaporated. And there's I Love Hemp on Facebook, and there's a couple of videos on YouTube where it shows, like, a guy that takes a cannabis oil and rubs it on melanoma, skin cancer, and it's, like, 60 photos, one of each day, and it damn near evaporates, and it's damn near gone. My dad has a huge hole in his back, you know, because he had a malignant melanoma removed. And when you look at it, it's one of those things that, now, you probably wouldn't even notice he had anything removed, but he has, like, a huge disc out of his back, and you wouldn't even have to have that. You can use the cannabis oil and rub it on, and it eliminate it, totally get rid of it. And I guess this will go into my political minute, because I mean, when I'm losing my freedoms, I get mad. And when people, all you want to do is get high. You know, when people are so uneducated about cannabis, and I said, okay, well, let me tell you something. Wood is 40% cellulose. Hemp is 100% cellulose, and cellulose is what you use to make paper. Why would you want to use something that only uses 40% of the product when you can get 100% of the product at a hemp? And it's just one of those things that just, you know, like when I gave my friend my myopathy book, it's called My Medicine by Irvin Rosenfeld, and she crapped her pants when she saw that it's a prescription. Yeah, I said, here's a federal prescription for medical marijuana, but we couldn't use it. I'd be in jail if I used it. Well, not he hasn't been in jail. He has been, and he has a laundry list of things he has to do to get people to contact before they realize that, yeah, he is legit. He is allowed to smoke it. He does have a real prescription, and then they let him go. And I rant on him a lot because I love the guy, and he does so much for our cause. And, you know, I just want to be normal like everyone else. And so many people don't understand that concept. You know, they just think, all you want to do is be a lazy stoner. Well, I guess if a lazy stoner means making a multi-million-dollar computer and telephone corporation like Apple Computers and Mac, then I think I want to smoke it like Steve Jobs. You know? Power to the guy. And so it's just frustrating when you feel like you're in a brick wall, and I go to a pain management clinic, and I'm one of the few people that has not had to change my medications because I try to stay on the lowest dose possible. And, you know, and it's just like, well, we just don't want you to try pain meds. You need to try everything possible. Okay, well, wait a minute. I can't try cannabis. I can't try that. You know, I can't do certain things. And I was watching this documentary with this guy at Highly Illegal in California, and he was making this cannabis oil. He was making a CBD oil, a cannabinoid oil, where he was extracting the cannabinoids out of the cannabis. And he goes, what I'm doing right now is so illegal I can be thrown in jail, even though this is going to go to a kid that's fighting to save his life. And, you know, and it's just crazy that something that could save someone's life is illegal, but here you go, have cigarettes. They kill people, but they're okay. I mean, they're fine. You know? It's like half of these medical commercials you see on TV, the 90% of the damn medical commercials is all about the side effects of the drug. Okay, now what is, well, I know what it will do to you. I don't know what it treats. You know? It's sad when some stuff that's legal, I had a person goes, well, marijuana is dangerous. I'm like, well, yeah, well, this medication all via the commercials say you can have coma or death. So how is that not dangerous? So I don't get it. My political moment, my political minute basically, you know, like I was talking about, you know, I just get pissed off on things are when people are infringing on my rights. You know, I have medical issues. This healthcare issue is at the front of my list. And when I basically see this country setting up a system that's going to fail on purpose to bring in a single-payer healthcare system, I'm not for that. You know, I think if you had this website working, I don't think the amount of people that would sign up for Obamacare would change. You know, like I have some very mega-liberal people on my Facebook and their friends, and I always post videos and tag them to them where they're blacked against Obama. And it's like this guy said in this one video, he goes, look at this. We're in a decrepit part of Chicago. There's not one Tea Party member for miles. There's not one Republican for miles. Not one white person for miles. This is all black-run, Democratic-run, and look it, it's a dump. They don't. And the people that are the congressmen and whatever in this district, they're not here. They got concessions so that they can live in the better part of the city. So, I mean, and I just try to, like I have a friend Tammy, and she's on my Facebook. She's the one that's having major, major issues. So please, for Tammy Stoltz, please get some prayers out there. She is going through hell and back. But I showed her this video where it talked about how Sarah Palin talked about how she couldn't on Fox News when she was running for vice president. She couldn't talk about Barack Obama's affiliation with builders who worked with the Weather Underground to try to blow up buildings. She couldn't talk about the fact that he made a comment that he had visited 57 states. Couldn't talk about that. And she's like, I never thought I would listen to Sarah Palin for more than a minute, and I never thought I'd agree with her. And I'm like, I don't care what you believe or whatever, but just be educated enough, because like when we had a bunch of people that started to get a little bit educated because their paychecks were being affected by the fiscal cliff. And like, what do you mean fiscal cliff? I'm like, oh, Lord. You know, if you're going to miss $100 out of your paycheck a month is going to be gone because of something you don't know about, if it affects your job, you should care about it. So that's just my little political minute and stuff. So I'm just in awe right now because my book is finally done, finally here, and I'm going to go through. I did a video on, in case anyone's out, not a friend on Facebook. I've actually left a couple things wrong on the book, and I'm going to hand edit each one just to make it unique, because if you look at the book, there's not really any copyrights or anything in the book. So, you know, it is copyright protected, but there's nothing like 2013. So I'm going to hand number. So like when I correct the three mistakes in the first one, I'm going to put, then I'm going to mark it as one and then two and then so on. And that's going to be a way for me to be able to identify like the first 50 that I printed. And there was I got the idea because there was I don't know if it was the last book she did or the book before, but J.K. Rowling's, there was like 700, I think, books or whatever that were printed, and they found out that magically there was like 4 to 6 pages missing. And I don't like Harry Potter. I can care less about that book. I just wanted it because books with misprints can be very valuable, and I just was looking to try to find ones to see if the pages were missing them. You know, and I thought, well, what a unique way to do this book. And I when I did it, I'm like, okay, I've set this. It's in motion. I can't turn back now. And I have some people at work. I'm like, well, what do you think about me doing this to my book just to make it unique for the first 50 because I've corrected it since? And they said, that's kind of a neat idea. It's something different because I'm a different guy. I'm definitely unique. I'll get you that, you know. So, but, you know, that's just, I just can't believe, like, I'm like Shakespeare. I'm published, you know. It's just one of those things that it takes a long time because I'm not a recipe guy. And to take a thing I've made 1,000 times and turn it into a recipe, you know, I'm used to saying, okay, what do I have the least of? Well, I have the least amount of tomatoes. So with this amount of tomatoes, I can use this much lentils to make the soup. And I just went off of there, and it was a little bit different, but not much every time. So it's one of those things that I just, it took a lot of discipline to take stuff that I just kind of throw this and this and this and this and make a soup. I have the same 10 ingredients, but they varied in amounts every time I made it, to actually writing down, okay, I'm going to do it with 1 cup of this, and because I'm like Jerry Garcia when he played the guitar. I just, you know, when I play my drums, I just, if you miss a note, oh, well, it's just, that's part of nature, you know? And that's how I cook, you know? Well, if you don't have tarragon, use sage. You ain't got sage, you know, use something else. And that's just how I'm brought up. And I got less than a minute left, so I want to thank y'all, anybody who's out there. I think Goth is on here. Thanks all for listening in and tuning in. And like I said, if anyone knows anybody that has issues from a myopathy to migraines or whatever, and they'd like to share their story on how they were diagnosed and how they get through, you know, and how they live their lives, I'd love to have you. You know, I do run a support group for my issues, so if you know anyone that has a myopathy and they'd like to be in the support group, it is a closed group, so anything you say stays in the group, so you can feel confident about what you're saying and knowing that only people that understand what they're going through get to hear it. So until next time, folks, I'm going to thank you all, and have a great day. God bless. Bye-bye.